matters to Donald Trump is ratings. You got to have the big numbers. And I certainly hope we achieve that tonight. Unfortunately, at this point, we have no way of knowing how big our audience is. I mean, is there anyone who could say how big the audience is? Sean, do you know?
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for John Williams. John will be back tomorrow. He talked to this man on Friday before the Emmy Awards. The senior critic for TV Guide is Matt Rausch on the phone with us. Matt, what did you think of the show last night?
Is it still happening? I mean, these shows tend to go on so long, although in this case they were rushing off the big winners at the very end because they sort of timed things badly. It was an okay show. It was certainly, I think you look at the list of winners and you find little cause to complain. It was a really great year for television. A lot of new shows were in contention. I mean, a lot of shows got shut out, but the shows that won, for the most part, really deserved it. So in that regard, that was pretty good. And the show itself, of course, depending on your political leaning, you either really liked it or you really hated it, I suppose. But one thing's for sure, Sean Spicer's contention that this was the most watched ever definitely is not true. It's on par with last year, which was about the lowest rated. So at the moment, the early ratings are in to make it look like it got about 11.5 million, which is slightly up from last year. But last year was an all-time low. So the Emmys are not I just think we're in awards show fatigue for the most part anyway anymore. And we certainly are when it comes to the Emmys, I guess. And, of course, a lot of the shows that get nominated are not the popular shows. Broadcast network television is almost entirely shut out, and shows that won the big prizes are relatively unseen by the mass populace. I mean, Handmaid's Tale was a really, really rough allegory that I'm sure not a lot of people saw, but those who saw it really appreciated it. But it put Hulu on the map. I mean, Hulu being the first streaming service to get a big prize like that, upstaging Netflix and Amazon. So that was a big deal for them. But in terms of the shows that people revere, I guess that's what the People's Choice Awards is for.
I love the Sean Spicer because it was just funny. And people have to take it for what it is. Why is everyone so upset about this? And why are people upset that Colbert talked about Trump? That's what they do. That's what he does on his show. Of course he's going to do it for the Emmy Awards.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, some people are upset that there were so many Trump jokes during the show, but, I mean, it is the nature of the beast. And then the other half were really upset that they put Sean Spicer on to sort of make fun of his tenure as press secretary, where a lot of people found that act not funny, and this idea of normalizing any of it drives a lot of people crazy. So in that regards, the fact that it is comedy, and I thought it worked as comedy myself, and you looked at the expression of the people in the audience, that was one of the few moments of night in the night of rare, of true surprise. People were absolutely gobsmacked that happened. And the cutaway to Melissa McCarthy was priceless, knowing that she had won an Emmy 1 week before.
Yep.
You know, she already had the Emmy for having played him, because she got it at the awards the week before. And so watching her watch him was something. Was she squirming? Was she enjoying it? You really didn't know, but it was like it was true television.
Yes. We're talking with the TV Guide senior critic, Matt Rausch. My favorite moment of the night. We're going to play it for you right here.
Sometimes when you're acting, you get a chance to bring a bigger message, and this is their contribution and your contribution. We shone a light on domestic abuse.
Nicole Kidman, I thought, brought down the house last night. Her speech was so good. It was wonderful.
It was, and I was really glad they didn't play her off, because she took her time to say it, and they let her say it, which was great. And one thing about these shows I get really frustrated about is that they fill with padding, and there were some things in the show that were a little bit just silly, and I couldn't stand the announcer. But nonetheless, you get to something like that, and that's why those shows tend to sometimes be important. And when you have a show, I mean, actually a year where you have The Handmaid's Tale and Big Little Lies, which did have an undercurrent of domestic abuse as one of its main story points, that you have had shows that meant something to people, and not just the diversity of the people who were winning, but sometimes the messages they were putting out there. And yeah, she was particularly eloquent, and winning her first Emmy. I mean, this is a woman who has, you know, won an Oscar before, and so we had a lot of movie stars up for that particular prize, and for her to win, mm-hmm. it was a big moment for the show and for her, and she took advantage of it.
Isn't it interesting, because TV is now the thing, because we all have our shows on cable and people love to talk about these shows. You're seeing these movie stars like Nicole Kidman doing these cable shows now.
Well, absolutely. The idea that you have a show like Big Little Lies, which is only 7 episodes, so the time commitment is not terrific, and they're all talking about coming back for a sequel, but that was not guaranteed. And for the most part, they like to do these shows because they can come in and out of it. These anthology series, such as you see on FX, now sometimes on HBO, and certainly on streaming the services. So you've got these stars doing Netflix projects, and in the case of Handmaid's Tale, Hulu and Amazon, you've got people doing what we see as television. But TV, of course, is so much more than about what's just on the box, and it's drawing a lot of people in to tell stories that would have never been told on network television. And of course, network television comes up empty for the most part at the Emmys, but
right.
But in terms of what's really great on television, television is just about everything nowadays, and everybody's doing it, and there's a reason for that, and they're telling some really great stories. The fact that Nicole Kidman was up opposite Reese Witherspoon, her co-star,
right.
and Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, they're all Oscar winners.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of, one thing about Big Little Lies winning everything is that the show called Feud about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford won nothing. And I kind of feel bad about that because I thought that was terrific too. But got to say, these were really great choices to be made.
Can we talk about what the women were wearing last night? I thought they all looked great. I thought Oprah looked fantastic, except for her Harry Caray glasses. What were those glasses? Yeah. Why were they so thick and big?
I don't know, but if it helped her read the thing, as I did feel for Cicely Tyson, who was a true legend, but she had her moment there. But yes, I don't know. I'm not a fashion critic. I thought they looked okay. Everybody
Sarah Paulson,
nice.
Come on. That was the worst dress ever.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. And then I get this thing, too. Men should actually have to wear socks with tuxedos. I'm sorry. When I see those bare ankles as they're walking the stage, that kind of drives me crazy.
I said that to my wife last night. I go, what's going on? This is inappropriate. This is black tie. You should have socks on with your shoes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all black, you know, and it's like, and it's black tie, and yeah, it's that whatever that fashion statement is, I disagree with it. But with the women, yeah, for the most part, they looked fine, and you could take issue with the fact that somebody here at work said it looked like half of them were wearing feather dusters because there was a lot of fringe and stuff on things that people were carrying around. But I tend to say, okay, fine, it's not my thing. I'm busy like trying to figure out who's going to win.
I like the big shows like the Golden Globes. I like the Emmys, the Oscars. We watch them as a family, and they're fun. I mean, it's something that you can kind of watch as a family, even though some of the political jokes go a little bit too far. But you're right. Network TV, there's really I'm trying to think of the network TV shows besides This Is Us that I watch right now.
Yeah, well, there's some good comedies on ABC. I think that I'm glad that Black-ish gets into the mix.
Okay, Black-ish, sure.
Important stuff.
Right.
Yeah, they did some pretty important things last year. And I do think that, like, truly mainstream great comedies like The Big Bang Theory with that great ensemble, I think they deserve to be nominated. They don't tend to be mm-hmm. the last couple of years. Jim Parsons has won a number of years, but it has been a while now.
Right.
But those kind of shows that are true crowd pleasers and done the sort of traditional way where you've got it in front of a studio audience, that is a classic form of television that isn't given its due anymore, even though some of them are the most popular shows on TV, and a few of them, like Mom and Big Bang Theory, are actually really good. So in that regard, there is sort of an unfair advantage that these shows get on these different platforms, and they do shows with a different, more sort of a more sophisticated style, and they tend to be favored by the industry.
It's funny. I forget about those shows. Hey, man, great to talk to you. Matt Roche, TV Guide senior critic. You were on with John Friday. We thought we'd do a follow-up today. Since he's not here, I still wanted to do it, but we appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Pete.
All right. Take care.